But how many eyes are closed to the wonder of this night? Like pearls hidden deep beneath a dark stream of desires. But like dreams vanish with the call to prayer, and the dawn extinguishes night. Here too are signs. God is the light everlasting. God is the light everlasting. God is the light everlasting. God is the light everlasting.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah. So, you like what you've learned about Islam. You've come to realize that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that He must be worshipped alone with no partners. You understand that Allah would not leave us in the dark without showing us how He wants us to live. And so throughout history, He has chosen people to be prophets and messengers, those who receive from Allah the message of Islam in order to teach it to humanity. Now, inshallah, you are ready to become a Muslim. So, how does that work, exactly? Actually, it's very simple. There's no baptism, no odd ritual acts or fancy ceremonies. To become a Muslim, all you have to do is declare your faith in Islam. That's it. Easy, right? This declaration of faith is called the Shahada, and it is the first pillar of Islam. All the beliefs of Islam are encapsulated in these two statements that make up the Shahada. I'll say it first in English and then in Arabic. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his slave and his messenger. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Now don't worry, I'll repeat that again at the end of the video, inshallah. But first, I just want to explain what the Shahada means. When you say la ilaha illallah, you're saying, literally, that there is no God except Allah. But the word for a god in Arabic is ilah, which means something that is deserving of worship. So ultimately what you're saying is there is no thing worthy of worship except for the one who is worthy of worship, Allah, God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. When you say Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, you achieve two things. First, you clarify that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah, the worshipper of Allah. Why is this important? Well, in the past, some of Allah's prophets were wrongly deified, worshipped alongside of or in place of Allah. I'm sure you could think of at least one well-known example of this happening. So, this statement reinforces that worship is only for Allah. Second, by testifying that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, you're also accepting the message that he was given, the Quran, as well as the things he taught and the example he set for us. You accept the articles of faith, the things that every Muslim believes, which are belief in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, the last day, and predestination. You also accept the five pillars of Islam, the actions of a Muslim, which are the Shahada, which we've been discussing, Salah, the daily prayers, Zakah, annual charity, Sawm, fasting during the month of Ramadan, and Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca that every Muslim must make once in their life, if possible. So, now that you fully understand what it means to be Muslim, you're ready to take your Shahada. Even though it's not an absolute requirement, generally, it's best to have at least two witnesses for your Shahada, since this is meant to be a public declaration of your faith. Now, I know that some people might not have close Muslim friends or know how to get in touch with a local mosque. While I can help you with those two things, I have another idea that I think will be really cool, inshallah. Since we're here on YouTube, I want to invite you to record your Shahada and upload it here as a response video. This way, you'll definitely have more than two witnesses, and inshallah, you'll get a nice warm welcome from the YouTube Muslim community. This invitation goes out to anyone watching this video. Even if you're already Muslim, I encourage you to make a response video and recite the Shahada. There is a blessing for you every time you repeat those words. And inshallah, having everyone participate may give our non-Muslim brothers and sisters the courage to take the Shahada as well. So, whether you're Muslim, non-Muslim, new Muslim, semi-Muslim, let's all take the Shahada right now. And then, inshallah, if you're able to, record a video of yourself reciting the Shahada and upload it here as a response video to make it public. Okay, ready? Repeat after me. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his slave and his messenger. Okay, now in Arabic. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. MashaAllah, if you just took your shahada, you are now an official Muslim. All of your past sins, not only are they forgiven, but they are converted into good deeds. You are as free of sin as a newborn child. Because you're in such a pure state right now, this is the best time to make a lot of dua, personal prayer. You can ask Allah to help you along this new path, to continue to guide you and to guide your family. Also, if you could, please pray for me and for my family. SubhanAllah, Allah has seriously blessed you by guiding you to this way of life that He created for you. Now you can slowly start learning how to practice Islam, beginning with how to pray. I know it can seem like a lot to learn, but trust me, if you're sincere and you ask Allah for help, He'll make it easy for you. And you don't need to do everything at once and be a perfect Muslim who knows everything overnight. Inshallah, take it at a pace you're comfortable with. Also, if you just became a Muslim but you didn't upload a video, please let me know anyway. You can contact me through a message, inshallah, and I'd be happy to help in any way that I can. If you watched this video and you didn't take your shahada with us, I urge you to seriously look into Islam and to consider coming back to this video in the near future, inshallah, to put aside your obstacles and enter Islam. After all, there's a reason that you're here today watching this. The invitation is always open. Thanks for watching, and to all my new brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشون اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This video was brought to you in part by Your Muslim Neighbor. For a free translation of the Quran in English or Spanish, go to yourmuslimneighbor.com today.